Welcome to Component 2, the culture of healthcare. This is Unit 3, healthcare settings, the places where healthcare is delivered. This first lecture provides the unit objectives and overview and discusses outpatient care. The primary objective of this unit is to explain the different types of organizations that make up the U.S. healthcare system in order to better understand the continuum of care. This is the concept that healthcare facilities span all levels of healthcare intensity. Typically, most patients are seen in outpatient clinics, but other patients may need inpatient clinics, tertiary care clinics for highly specialized care, long-term hospitals, or hospice care at the end of life. Ideally, a healthcare system guides people in choosing the services that best fit their degree of illness or disability. This first lecture will describe the operations and staff of a typical outpatient clinic. Outpatient clinics are also called ambulatory clinics because patients are well enough to walk into them. Acutely ill patients tend to require a higher level of care, such as that provided in hospitals. In the following lectures, we will review the different types of U.S. hospitals in order to understand how they are funded and whom they serve. This unit will also cover non-traditional healthcare delivery settings, such as schools. In this unit, we will begin to take a close look at how hospitals are structured. First, we will broadly review typical hospital organization and leadership. The final two lectures in the unit survey the various non-clinical and clinical departments in a hospital and detail the individual functions of these departments and how they work to support the core purpose of the hospital, excellent patient care. We will begin this lecture by discussing the groups an outpatient clinic might serve and the types of care that are offered. We will touch on the ways in which an outpatient clinic is similar to any other service-oriented business. Most of the lecture will be devoted to reviewing how outpatient clinics are staffed and the duties of the various medical and administrative personnel. Outpatient clinics are medical facilities that treat patients who do not require admission to a hospital and those whose medical issues are not severe enough to warrant a visit to the emergency room. They may offer general primary care services, or they may offer highly specialized care. They may serve specific populations such as women, veterans, older adults, or people with low incomes. One of the most common types of outpatient clinics is the urgent care center, which aims to provide a convenient and cost-effective way for patients to get immediate treatment for minor illnesses and injuries. In this way, urgent care centers take some of the burden off of hospital emergency rooms. Other examples of specialty outpatient clinics are cardiology clinics for people who need regular outpatient care for heart disease, outpatient surgery clinics for same-day surgical procedures, and rehabilitation clinics that offer physical therapy and related services. Most outpatient clinics are privately owned by a provider or a group of providers who operate as a partnership or corporation, or by a healthcare delivery organization. These providers may be physicians, radiologists, nurse practitioners, physical therapists, or other healthcare professionals. The clinician specialties generally define a clinic's purpose and the specialties provided. If medical professionals own an outpatient clinic, they not only see and treat patients, but are also responsible for managing the business of the clinic. They may enlist the assistance of various administrative staff. Health insurance plans and managed care organizations can also own outpatient clinics. In general, the central healthcare provider at an outpatient clinic is the physician. In addition to assessing, diagnosing, and planning treatment for patients, the physician may be involved in overseeing the business operations of the clinic. In a large clinic with many physicians, the ownership may be shared by many doctors, or it may be held by just a few, with others working as employees. Sometimes another entity owns the clinic, and all the physicians may be employees. Some physicians see patients exclusively at the clinic. Others also maintain a hospital practice. Outpatient clinics may also be staffed with one or more nurse practitioners or NPs. These licensed independent practitioners may serve as primary care providers, or they may specialize in an area such as women's health, pediatrics, or geriatrics care for older adults. NPs provide nursing care, but they also have full authority to order and interpret diagnostic and laboratory tests, and they prescribe medications and other therapies. NPs are licensed to work without a doctor's supervision. An NP is an advanced practice nurse. This means that he or she must first complete credentialing as a registered nurse and continue training to complete a master's or doctoral degree. Like physicians, practicing NPs must take continuing education courses to maintain and improve their clinical skills throughout their career. Physician assistants, or PAs, must be supervised by a physician or surgeon. However, they should not be confused with medical assistants, who are not as highly trained. PAs take medical histories, examine and treat patients, order and interpret laboratory tests and X-rays, and make diagnoses with the oversight of their supervising physician. They generally work in primary care, but they may also work in specialties such as surgery, emergency medicine, orthopedics, or geriatrics. PAs sometimes serve as the principal care providers in places like prisons, veterans administration clinics, nursing homes, and rural or inner city clinics, where a supervising physician is present only a few days each week. In order to obtain a license, PAs must complete an accredited education program and pass a national examination. Admission to a PA program usually requires a college degree and some healthcare-related work experience. Full-time coursework lasts for at least 2 years. Registered nurses, or RNs, record patients' medical histories and symptoms, help perform diagnostic tests, and analyze results, establish care plans or contribute to existing plans, operate medical machinery, administer treatment and medications, and help with patient follow-up and rehabilitation. They may provide direct patient care or assist in coordinating health care. They also educate patients and the public about various medical conditions and provide advice and emotional support to patients' family members. Some nurses also work as administrators and manage hospital units or outpatient clinics. Some RNs supervise other nurses. To obtain RN licensure, students must complete a bachelor's degree, an associate's degree, or a diploma in an approved nursing program. Licensed practical nurses, or LPNs, are called licensed vocational nurses, or LVNs, in some states. These nurses provide basic bedside care for patients under the direction of physicians and RNs. They measure and record patients' vital signs such as height, weight, temperature, blood pressure, pulse, and respiration. They also prepare and give injections and enemas, monitor catheters, dress wounds, and give alcohol rubs and massages. They help keep patients clean and comfortable by assisting with bathing, dressing, and personal hygiene, moving in bed, standing, and walking. They might also feed patients who need help eating. Experienced LPNs may supervise nursing assistants and nurses' aides. LPNs must complete a 1-year state-approved training program at a high school, technical or vocational school, community college, or university. A high school diploma is usually but not always required. Medical assistants keep an outpatient clinic running smoothly by performing administrative tasks, clinical tasks, or both. Administrative medical assistants update and file patients' medical records, fill out insurance forms, and arrange for hospital admissions and laboratory services. They also perform tasks less specific to medical settings, such as answering telephones, greeting patients, handling correspondence, scheduling appointments, and handling billing and bookkeeping. Common tasks for clinical medical assistants include taking medical histories and recording vital signs, preparing patients for examinations, and assisting physicians during examinations. They may collect and prepare laboratory specimens and perform some basic laboratory tests, dispose of contaminated supplies, and sterilize medical instruments. As directed by a physician, they might instruct patients about medications and special diets, prepare and administer medications, authorize drug refills, call in prescriptions to a pharmacy, draw blood, prepare patients for x-rays, take electrocardiograms, remove stitches, and change dressings. Some medical assistants are trained on the job, but many complete a 1 or 2 year program at a vocational high school, post-high school vocational school, or a community college. Almost all medical assistants have at least a high school diploma, but there are no formal education or training requirements. Patient care is obviously the core purpose of an outpatient clinic. However, the organization would be unable to function without the support of administrative staff and their services. Leading the administrative functions of an outpatient clinic are one or more managers, also called medical office managers or healthcare administrators. Their titles and responsibilities vary, depending on the size of the organization. In a small to mid-sized clinic, the medical office manager handles many of the details of daily operations. For example, a medical office manager would supervise the facility's personnel, patient relations and scheduling, records and transcriptions, finance, insurance coding, billing, collections, and housekeeping and maintenance. A larger organization would hire a senior-level administrator to oversee the manager and work with the physicians to help formulate business strategies and policies. The clinical receptionist answers the clinic's telephones and greets patients and other people entering the facility. Together with administrative medical assistants or other front office staff, the receptionist carries out various support duties that allow an office to run effectively, including scheduling, handing out and collecting forms, answering questions and providing information, and entering data into a computer. Most outpatient clinics employ one or more medical coding specialists. These are health information technicians who specialize in assigning diagnostic codes and procedure codes to patients' claim forms before they are submitted for insurance reimbursement. Coding specialists use special software and classification systems set by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and by insurance programs. Amounts that are not reimbursed are billed to patients as allowed under their insurance contracts. Medical records clerks and health information technicians assemble and organize patients' health information, including medical history, symptoms, examination results, diagnostic tests, treatment methods, and all other healthcare services. They review for quality and accuracy, and they clarify diagnoses or other information with medical staff. In organizations that use electronic medical records, health information technicians maintain the systems, software, and security, and they may also help analyze data on patient safety, patterns of disease, treatments, and outcomes. Physicians, nurse practitioners, and other healthcare professionals keep busy schedules that leave little time for writing or typing the reports and correspondence that must be kept in patients' permanent medical records. Instead, most medical practitioners are trained to dictate their observations and plans into a voice recorder. These recordings are then transcribed into typed form. Medical transcriptionists must be capable of fast, accurate typing, understand medical terminology and jargon, and be able to identify potential errors and clarify them with the practitioner who dictated the material. Some transcriptionists specialize in verifying the accuracy of transcriptions generated by voice recognition software. Generally, medical transcriptionists have some post-high school education, and they have the opportunity to pursue certification. Many large outpatient clinics employ their own transcriptionists, while smaller clinics normally contract with outside companies. The housekeeping staff maintains the cleanliness of offices, examination rooms, and other parts of the clinic. This department must properly dispose of trash, sharp objects such as needles and scalpels, and potentially hazardous waste. Housekeeping also manages the cleaning and restocking of the facility's linens. Maintenance personnel manage the physical maintenance and upkeep of the buildings where patient care takes place, as well as the systems within those buildings, such as environmental controls, lighting, and plumbing. To sum up, outpatient clinics operate in a manner similar to other service-oriented businesses. The physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and nurses on the medical staff concentrate on taking care of patients. They are supported by a host of administrative staff who handle essential operational and business tasks to ensure the efficiency, continuity, and overall success of the organization.